Hello, hello. I'm going to try and do a little overview of the Meta glasses. Not the most comprehensive one, but the best I can manage with the equipment I have, because trying to find a way to record the glasses is a bit strange. But what I've come up with is the Ambios attached to another phone and my main iPhone controlling the glasses. So in this way, I can bring you both sounds of the outside world, you know, like that, and also the glasses as well. Now, if it's slightly off to one side or the other, sorry about that. I have put them on my face as much as I can, and they are comfortable, but the audio may not be perfect. So I'm not going to cover every feature today. This is not the point of this. It's just to see if I can talk you through some of the things that you can do with the glasses on. So if you don't know about these are Ray-Ban Wayfarer glasses, and they have down-firing speakers, and they have microphones built into the arms of the glasses as well. So they can record in binaural fashion. They also have a 12, I believe it is, megapixel camera in the left side and a light to tell people that you're recording on the right side. So I'm in our back garden and I thought I would ask Meta AI what it can see. And to do that, I just say, hey Meta, look and tell me what you see. Takes a picture.
I see a brick wall and building with balconies, along with some furniture in an outdoor area.
And that's the back of the garden. And I can ask it the weather, for example. Hey Meta, what's the weather today?
In London, it is cloudy today with a high of 16 and a low of 13 degrees Celsius, with rain showers predicted.
And that kind of thing. Hey Meta, what time will it rain today?
In London, rain is expected at 4 p.m. with 35% chance of precipitation, increasing to 67% at 5 p.m.
I can also ask it to take photos, so I can do this hands-free. There is also a button on the glasses arm, which can do the same thing. If you press once, it will take a photo and scare you.
Message on WhatsApp from Paul Leishman.
And there's messages. It reads notifications from certain apps. As well. Allowed. I've got my phone in my right hand, by the way. The phone that's recording is a Samsung Galaxy S10e, which is in my pocket, because I wasn't sure how well Just Press Record would handle being constantly switched between glasses audio and Ambio audio, and I thought that was a silly idea. So, yeah, I had to come up with a jerry-rig situation here. So I've slowed my speech down, and I can swipe over the home screen, and you can...
App Store. Social folder. 14 apps. 9 new items. Music folder, 38 apps. Navigation folder, 9 apps.
So what I'll do now is I'll say, hey Meta, take a photo. And the photo has been taken, and that gets added to the glasses 32 gigabytes of internal storage, as do 1 minute video clips. And they are portrait videos, not landscape videos, right? So I can say, hey Meta, start video recording. Inserting glasses audio now. It's now going to record for the next 60 seconds. So I will go back inside. And you can hear all this stuff on the recording. Ducking under the blind, closing the door. What I'll be doing is, in the recording, you'll be hearing a comparison of the Ambio audio and the Meta audio to compare. I will walk over to the piano and lift the lid and play a couple of notes. Maybe a chord or two. Swapping hands, so I can't really do four things because I've got the phone in one hand. So yeah, that's a bit about the glasses audio. When you do that, the phone, I believe, drops back to the phone itself. Although I have no voiceover at the moment for some reason. That's nice. Where have you gone? And now deja vu kicks in as we return you to the Ambios. It's now going to record for the next 60 seconds, so I will go back inside. And you can hear all this stuff on the recording, ducking under the blind, closing the door. What I'll be doing is, in the recording, you'll be hearing a comparison of the Ambio audio and the Meta audio to compare. I will walk over to the piano and lift the lid and play a couple of notes. And maybe a chord or two. I'm swapping hands, so I can't really do four things because I've got the phone in one hand. So yeah, that's a bit about the glasses audio. When you do that, the phone, I believe, drops back to the phone itself. Although I have no voiceover at the moment for some reason. That's nice. Where have you gone?
Four new items.
But the didding tells you that the glasses have stopped recording, so that's nice. But I should have had voiceover audio. Maybe it's connected to some Bluetooth device in the house that I forgot about. That's fine. No problem. It can also play music, and the music doesn't sound too bad if I do a two-finger double tap on the phone. I can turn it down. See, it's down quite low now. And there's also a touchpad on the right-hand side of the glasses, which can do the same thing. I can swipe forward on the right-hand side of my head. It's gone forward a track. Swiping backwards goes, sorry, it's towards my head. It turns the volume up or down. A single tap is play pause. And somehow I managed to switch tracks, but I'm not 100% sure how. I think it's supposed to be an up down motion. No? See, I told you I'm not that good with these yet. Let's two finger swipe, see if that does it. Something does it. I've done it before. But people that already have these are kicking me because I should know better. But yeah, these are, they sound nice anyway. Like, in terms of the downward firing speakers, what you won't do is be hearing them on underground trains or anything like that, because when your ears are not covered like mine are with the Ambios, it's just very hard to hear anything. But they do have a good sound if you're in a decently quiet environment, or if you're just trying to cross the road and you don't want to have your ears blocked. You could use them for Blind Square or Voice Vista, that kind of thing. They sound good for that. They really do. I'm impressed with the sound quality. So that's pretty cool. Hey, what if I do a double tap here? I can't double tap. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think double tap is the skip forward thing. Or something anyway. Don't know. Make myself look an idiot. Anyway, it's just, this was literally the tiniest overview. But I will splice in the audio from the video. Not the video itself, of course. And show you what it's all about, what it's like. Because it's not bad. It can also make and receive calls. I forgot to say that. Contacts. You can say, for example, hey, you know what? Take a picture and send it to my wife on WhatsApp. Or to Kirsten on WhatsApp. Or and it can go live on Instagram and Facebook for up to 30 minutes at a time. And the phone is going off because notifications are coming in. So I will stop here. And bid you adieu. Not the most exciting demo ever, I know, but I hope it gives you a little overview on what these things sound like and what they can do and such like. Thank you.